Lord God, we thank you for that extraordinary story, and we ask that you will speak to us through it now, for your name's sake. Amen.
Amen.
It is indeed an extraordinary story. We're used to hearing about it, I think, often in children's picture books. I think a video like that really brings it alive, how incredible a story that actually is. And before we got to the video, if you go back and read the story when you get home, the reference is on your pew sheets, then you find that Martha had had a conversation with Jesus previous to the one that Mary had. And she'd said a similar thing to Mary. If you'd been here, my brother would not have died. And Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. And he also said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ who is coming into the world. Now, I was so excited about this particular story that I wanted to make a phone call about it. Because, you know, I've used my phone once or twice in church before. And I know Guy doesn't mind. So I thought that I'd just make a phone call about this. Oh. It's not working. What do I need to do to make it work? It's not working.
Turn it on.
Okay.
Is it high? No, about these things.
No, it's still not working. It's not. It's just not working. Is it? What's wrong with it? I haven't paid the bill. No, I've definitely. I've definitely. It's direct debits. So that's all cool. What can I do? Charge it. That's the thing. Well, it just so happens that there's somebody's left this lucky phone charger in the side here. So I'm just going to pop my phone onto charge over here. And hopefully, there's something happening. So I'll pop that there for a minute. That's fantastic. So I've got my phone onto charge. That's good. So I can make that phone call later to tell everyone about that story. So we find with Mary and Martha this incredible combination of emotional and intellectual knowledge. You know, Martha's saying, yes, I believe in the resurrection. It's in my head. I know that you're telling the truth. And Mary seems to go with her heart as well, you know, if you'd been here. And there's a real combination. I think it's quite useful for us to see that there's head knowledge and heart knowledge all going on in the way that they speak to Jesus. And I think we all communicate with Jesus in different ways. I know when Bishop Martin was here doing the mission training, he spoke about giving a personal account of your faith. He said you have to be also careful doing that because people can then say, well, if it might be true for you, but maybe it's not true for me. So actually we need both. We need to show that we have an encounter with God, and we also need to be speaking the truth of the gospel to them. And here we are faced with Lazarus' death. Now, I was talking to Jamie a minute ago in the choir, and he may even be asleep already. He was looking very... Oh, no, sorry, Harry. It was Harry. Harry was nearly asleep already. And Harry was saying that he was really tired. And sometimes we say, don't we, we're dead tired. Do you feel dead tired this morning? No, just a little bit tired. Yeah. And sometimes we also say, dead to the world. I quite often say that to the children when they come in the morning. Look, I'm dead to the world. Just leave me alone for a bit longer. Or we say, our hopes are dead. Or our idea is dead in the water. Have you ever heard that phrase? Somebody gives an idea. No, it's dead in the water. Or this is a dead time of year. Or my phone is dead. There's lots of ways we use that dead phrase, isn't there? Things being dead and needing reawakening. Is there anyone here who's a Manchester United fan? There is one at the back. Do you want to come out then, Piers? And is there anyone here who's a Tottenham fan? Tottenham Hotspur. Anyone Spurs fan? Out you come then. Fantastic. I've got a gift for you both this morning. Because of your teams.
It's actually Christmas.
So we've got an Arsenal fan. Spurs fan. And we've got a Manchester United fan. Shut your eyes a minute, chaps. Which one of you was the Spurs fan? Right, there's a nice scar for you. There's a nice scar for you. Right, you can open your eyes and see what scars I've given you. So there's a Man City scar for you and an Arsenal fan for you as a... the Spurs fans. Is that right? Thank you. You can go away again now. I won't subject you to it any longer. You don't want those gifts then?
No, certainly not. Thank you.
Sometimes we say that our team's chances are dead, don't we? We look at the Premiership table, or we look at them in the cup, and we say, oh, that's just dead. Their chances are dead. At the end of the season, what do we need to do in order to make sure that our teams are better by the next season? What do we need to do? Any ideas? What would you do? Support a new team. So, I don't think that's how football supporters work, is it? I was maybe get a new manager in, or some new players, or change the way you're training. You need to do something to bring that team alive again, to have a new chance of doing something. So situations that are dead need something doing to bring them to life. What Mary and Martha did was they approached Jesus. That was the first thing they did when they thought about the situation, the dead situation. And in our lives, in those things that are a bit dead and a bit stale, we first of all need to approach Jesus. And we'll do that in different ways, maybe in your prayers. But then you walk with him. They said to Jesus, come and see that tomb where Lazarus is. They invited him to come with them. Martha, she exclaimed her doubts as well. She said, how can you do this, Lord? He's been dead for 4 days. And actually, it's going to smell. It's horrible, just horrible. It's like, what are you doing? And actually, there are times in our lives where we invite Jesus to walk with us and things are not going well. And we think, what are you doing? And we need to express that to Jesus. Martha wasn't afraid of that either. And then they had to wait. I was listening to somebody talking about visiting Lazarus's tomb. Has anyone visited Lazarus's tomb in Jerusalem? No, you can do. And there's the big stone and everything. But apparently you go in and you go down some steps. And then you go a bit further. And actually you have to go in quite a long way to get into the tomb. So I'm thinking about Mary and Martha standing there. And Jesus has said, Lazarus, come out. He's got to get up the first bit, up the stairs, up the next bit, up the stairs before he comes out. They must have been sort of standing there waiting and waiting and waiting for something to happen. And I think that's the same for us as well. Sometimes we say to Jesus, walk with us. But actually, there's a wait. But there was still activity. Lazarus was still moving. But they didn't know it. They had to wait. Just because we can't always see what God is doing, like they couldn't see Lazarus coming out of the tomb, doesn't mean that God is inactive. So approaching, walking, waiting, waiting, waiting. So I've been waiting for my phone to charge. Has anyone else got a phone in here this morning? Do people bring their phones to church? Quite a lot of people have got phones with them this morning. I wonder how many of you have got them fully charged. I wonder how many, some of you, no, there's quite a lot of people who, these two, quite a lot of people, you don't remember to charge your phone, do you? You sort of wake up in the morning and you think, oh, I should have charged my phone. I bet that there are, this is a really ageist comment, but I bet, like my mum, there's people who are over 60 who have a phone in their bag, which is never charged. Is there people like that in the church? Yeah, there is. That's what happens. We forget about the need to charge things up. And that happens with our spiritual life the whole time. We just forget to do it. And actually, there's an opportunity to charge things up. Waiting time. Not having a half-charged phone. Actually, becoming fully alive. Fully awake. In the Romans reading, it said, although your body may be dead to sin, the spirit in you is alive with righteousness. We muck things up. We sin. But actually, the spirit comes into us, like the charge in the phone, and we become alive in righteousness. The last thing I wanted to say is just about the fact that we actually need to help others with this as well, as a church. It's quite easy to come into church and think about our own spiritual lives the whole time. But actually, Jesus spoke with a loud voice, and our job is to speak with a loud voice too, to other people. I've got quite annoyed this week, really quite angry actually, looking at the uptake of things for the mission, and also the fact that people have put down that they're going to go to the mission, and then they've put down their guest as a Christian friend. What are we doing? This mission is about inviting other people. I got quite annoyed about it, actually. You can tell I'm getting annoyed now. And you just, oh, we need to speak in a loud voice to other people who haven't heard it. It's not complicated. We need to do it. And I want to people to be convicted this morning, actually, that that's what the mission is about. It's a fantastic opportunity to speak Jesus' words, to speak new life, so that people can be raised from the position they're in. Martha said, as I said at the beginning, those who believe in me will have eternal life. We're denying people that if we don't speak to them the words of Christ. Those who believe in me will have eternal life. We can give people new life. We have that to offer them. And so I'd like to ask you this morning to recharge yourself, like my phone. Oh, look, fully awake. It's fully awake this morning, my phone, so I can make as many conversations during the rest of the service as I want to. I wouldn't do that. In fact, I'm going to turn it on to silent right this minute. We can make as many times of our spiritual life recharging ourselves, waiting with God, listening to what he has to say to us, making sure we're fully charged, and then we can speak with a loud voice, new life to other people as well. Amen.